A West Philadelphia public fountain that was hidden for 16 years has just been relocated to Philadelphia's Chestnut Hill neighborhood. Though it will be quite a while before the water flows again in the sculpted fountain by artist Harry Bertoia. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports.
In 1967, the city of Philadelphia commissioned Harry Bertoia to make a fountain for the old Civic Center building in University City. Many years later, in 2000, as that site was being demolished, the 4 tons of copper and bronze was spirited away to a secret location. That location was the parking lot of a police maintenance garage in North Philadelphia, hidden inside a custom-built shed. Even the people who worked there didn't know the sculpture was on site. Margot Berg of the city's Office of Arts and Culture wanted to keep the sculpture safe because they don't make them like that anymore.
It's difficult for the city of Philadelphia to create new fountains. It's hard to maintain fountains within city parks and city landscape. And just the size of it, like where would we site it? It was a difficult thing to find a new home for.
The fountain sat there for 16 years. It's called Free Interpretation of Plant Forms, a huge abstraction of a flower. Berg found a partner in the Woodmere Art Museum in the Chestnut Hill neighborhood, nestled between Fairmount Park and the Morris Arboretum. Woodmere's director, William Valerio, says Bertoia's natural forms are a natural fit.
Woodmere was founded by a man, Charles Knox Smith, who believed art and nature is a path to God. And we might not use those words today, but I think we believe it's basically right that art is a spiritual experience and nature is a spiritual experience, and bringing them together can do something profound for the soul.
The original location of this fountain at the Civic Center was in a windswept concrete pool surrounded by masonry buildings. In some ways, it was not ideal for this piece. It was sprayed on all sides by high-pressured fountain jets.
You had this beautiful, intimate piece of bronze, copper, but you couldn't actually get to it.
That is Matthew Baird. He's the architect of Woodmere's master plan.
And actually, Bertoia was never very keen on that. You know, there's this delicate plant form that he's made, and the last thing you do to a little seedling is barrage it with a high-pressure hose.
At Woodmere, the fountain is now in the middle of an expansive lawn ringed by trees. Water will emerge from the center of the fountain, flow over the petals, and drip into a gravel bed. There is no pool, so visitors will be able to walk directly up to the sculpture and touch it. The sculpture is in place, but it needs to be cleaned and repaired. It's expected to become active in late fall. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.